I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with a very special solo episode because it's an excerpt from a talk I recently gave. But before I get into that, if you're watching this video, you know that I'm in a very makeshift setup. I got some taupe walls. I don't even have a mic stand. I'm holding my mic. You know, so much of what delayed me from writing and speaking and creating videos was afraid it wasn't perfect, that I wanted to strategize. I wanted to make sure all the equipment was the best and da 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 da. But all of it is just delay strategies because we're afraid to start. And so I say that to you with like, just get it done. Like, this is not ideal, but it is available. And it's really about witnessing ourselves show up no matter what. And so if you've been delaying starting anything, here's your opportunity to get out of the strategy, get out of all the ways that you're trying to make it so you don't have to put yourself out there and be vulnerable, and just begin. Just get it out. Just get it started. Okay. So that's my rant. Now, the talk that I'm sharing with you is from a recent conference that I did that was focused on entrepreneurship. And I love speaking in spaces like that because to me, I think owning your own business is really not totally dissimilar to the same level of personal growth that's invited from being in a romantic relationship, because so much of our identity is tied up in success or not, or putting out vulnerable thoughts, feelings, and ideas. And then if they don't land or they don't sell or they don't do whatever, we often feel like they're a failure. And it's actually really beautiful work to be able to decouple our self-worth from that. And that's true relationally too, where we can make an honest assessment about how we showed up and contributed to the outcomes of our lives, but how they are not actually correlated to our worth. So in this talk, I share aspects of how do we move through that? How do we put ourselves out there? How do we actually decouple our self-worth? And also being open to that things change. This talk was given on the day that I originally planned to delete my Instagram, and since then decided to leave it up, as I'm sure you know, and have just automated the top 30 posts of the last 10 years, which is pretty amazing. And I'm so excited about opening the doors to my new community, which is called Aligned. I'm so excited because what is possible for our lives when we have that beginning feeling like we're lost, we're unsure, we're not sure whether to stay or go, we're devastated by a breakup, we feel like we just don't trust ourselves in our lives, our intuition, our gut, our feelings. And it's like, man, let's just get back to center. Let's just get back to us. Let's start there and everything else follows. And you might as well, while you're doing that, hang out with a ton of other people who want to do the same thing. This community, an aptly called Aligned is about living an aligned life and continuing to raise the bar for ourselves and for the people we love and are in relationship in our lives, and also how we express ourselves and stepping into our purpose and our passions. And that's not just about work. That could be just what we do on the side. That could be the art we could create. It could be the way that we parent. It could be so many things. So with that said, if it sounds like something you're really geared up for, go to markgroves.com/aligned. Here's an excerpt from the keynote I did at Monetize Your Mind, which is a conference from Sarah Swain, who was a recent guest on here. And let's go.
Man. Who here doesn't actually like using social media? Yeah, we got a problem, don't we? Who here is on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, one of them? Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say you got to get off, because that's impractical. Because I have thought, is this just the cold calling of today? Like, I used to have to cold call when I was first in sales. I freaking hated it. But it was part of just like, it was kind of like what you did to earn your stripes. To actually like get an awareness of how to create a sale and hustle. But also, I didn't have to be in connection to that process 24 hours a day. And what I'm saying to you is not to project my experience onto you. Because you might be like, I got this shit dialed. I feel super good about it. By the show of hands, that's not a popular perspective, but that is a perspective. I had that. I had that when it was bringing me joy. I had that when I woke up every morning and I wrote. I had that when I posted 2 to 3 times a day. I really did. And I think the reason I had that is because the birth of my Instagram, the reason I started is because I wanted to write about relationships on a social media platform at the time. I don't even know that it was called that, but I was writing on Facebook sometimes, and I was dating a woman who ran social media for companies. And she was like, you should start an Instagram. And I was like, what's that? And I looked at it, and then she was like, we broke up. And I was like, well, I'm gonna show her. I'm gonna start the best Instagram ever. Has anyone used a breakup as fuel to fucking crush some shit? Is anyone going through a breakup right now? Do not waste it. Anyone have unprocessed ex stuff? I love how more hands than that, for sure. You're sitting beside your partner, you're like... They're like, you do, that's true. But the reason I find heartbreak so powerful is because the potency of it is there's not really that many things we're willing to change for. But if you can find something that pisses you off, or something that you have felt left by, something that you had to leave, a system that has abandoned you, a belief system that you were taught and indoctrinated into that has kept you small your whole life, that you have doubts about starting a business because someone told you you should doubt yourself. Those aren't your doubts. I could tell you, when I watch my son Jasper do anything, even walk, he has no doubt, and he should. Like, he 100% should. He sprints, and I'm like, you don't have the feet skills. And your head is quite heavy. So even if you hit the brakes, but you shouldn't have doubts. Isn't it crazy that you doubt what you are being called to do? Like, why else would you be scared that a business won't work? Who cares if it doesn't work? Pivot. It's just information. I launched a program that I thought was gonna fucking kill, like 5 years ago. Launched it. I was like, this shit is gonna destroy. Had a website, people booked, ready to go, launch day. It wasn't even expensive. I think I told this story last year. I launched to like 400,000 people and I sold 4. Now imagine if I was like, I can't do anything again. It's just information. Really valuable. That didn't land. Bad marketing, bad message, wrong fit, wrong product, whatever. But it's not personal. If your self-worth is still connected to what you create, then you're not going to be able to be objective about what you're creating. I did a talk for coaches, therapists, nutritionists, dietitians, a whole group of coaches a couple weeks ago. And I said to them, what makes you good at what you do is because almost always your survival strategy as a child was to intuit other people's needs. Show of hands, who does that resonate with? Pivoting around other people's feelings, perhaps taking care of an alcoholic, being on eggshells around a parent who has emotional reactivity. Show of hands, like, does any, yeah. I know, I was like, this is a recovery space for that, and you guys didn't even know. In essence, it's codependency. But it's what makes you really good at what you do. So that's kind of a mind fuck, right? Because you're like, so my dysfunctional family system, or somewhat moderately challenging, actually built a skill set that made me extra good at things, a certain thing, and maybe a few of them, because I needed to get here today to this moment, and it was the exact skill I needed. So it's connected to your safety. So you're good at reading other people because you needed to be good at reading other people. And then you turn it into a job. And by the way, when I say you, I'm really looking at myself on the screen. I mean, like, oh, I monetized my codependency. Yeah. And your skills are really born from your wounds. But it is a wound and a survival strategy, but it becomes a superpower when you separate it from your self-worth. So if you need a client to need you, or you need a client to sign the dotted line, you need it because it validates you. They're not free, and neither are you. And this doesn't mean you can't want to be successful, right? Of course. This doesn't mean you can't want to make a sale. This just means that we have to tease out our value from that. And I think social media is one of the best places to actually do that work. Who knew that we would get like billion, how many Instagram accounts? I think there's like 2 billion Instagram accounts. That's how many people we get to have the opportunity to work through childhood wounds with. That's so nice. I joke that for every wound you have, there's a bot farm for it. You're like, oh, my hairline's receding. They're like, your hairline sucks. You need hair implants, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So I go through this process of thinking, okay, I'm going to delete it. And I get these messages that are like, hey, I have so many of your posts saved. Can you just leave it up? And I'm like, okay. And I'm telling you, I got hundreds of those messages. Like, I go back to your material all the time. Can you just leave it up? It seems really drastic that you're deleting it. That is actually an accurate reflection. And I was talking to anybody in marketing was like, why don't you just leave it up and put up a square? Like, hey, I'm over here now. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to. I have oppositional defiance disorder. If that wasn't clear during COVID. I don't like being told what to do. But especially when I don't know how to relate to something in a healthy way and I don't feel like I have access to choice, I want to get rid of it. And like, I don't drink because I don't feel like I have access to choice when I drink. And I had, you know, I didn't quit because I had some sort of rock bottom. I quit because I just had a sense that in order to access a greater version of me, I needed more access to being more present in myself. And there was something that I was using alcohol to not feel. And I knew that when I went through my breakup with my now wife, but when I went through the breakup with her in our what we call relationship 1.0, by the way, we released a book. It's called Liberated Love. That's fantastic. When we went through that breakup, I was sober. And it was when I, as Kristen was talking about, really found the value of grief. I found that I had been running from, that breakup wasn't just about that breakup, it was about every breakup I hadn't processed. It was about every heartbreak. It was about every time I'd abandoned myself. It was about every time I didn't use my voice. It was about, honestly, about what I made people leaving me or betraying me mean about me. I had to grieve that I created limits in my whole life because someone betrayed me. I lived a smaller life because someone cheated on me. How does that make any sense? Because I didn't have someone guiding me through the process that if you make those things about you, you rob yourself of joy. You rob yourself of possibility. But imagine if you could take that betrayal, which I say this with 100% certainty. I usually say 99.9, but at this point I'm at 100 for this one. And that is that 100% of your external betrayals are preceded by internal betrayals. Betrayals that happen to you and outside of you are always preceded by a betrayal of yourself. On some level, if you're willing to see it, it doesn't minimize the pain of the betrayal. I'm not saying that. But it's saying if we can really connect to where we left ourselves, now we're free.
So that's essentially the highlight reel of an almost 50-minute keynote that I gave. And, you know, I just can't say enough about being in the company of people who are passionate about life, who want to create more, because then you don't feel like you're crazy. You don't feel like, well, what's wrong with me that I want more? When someone says to you, oh, you should be grateful. You already have blah, blah, blah. And you're like, but I want more. And we can often feel guilty for desiring more from our lives, more from our relationships, more from our work, more from ourselves. And there's nothing that induces more pain than recognizing potential and not living it. And so with all that said, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another episode. We're going to continue to go, man, level, level, level. So I hope you have a beautiful week wherever this finds you. And I look forward to seeing you soon.